Michelle Malachim's sweetest friend, the Yeshivin's special schus from Rabbi Tishayuchu, the schus Tila of the Abbas Victor Bas Tila Ravida, Chayachan of Asarna Rachel, Yochevet Fege Bas, Chayachis Basia, Besoch Shachol Yisrael, Sio Daniel Ben Shana Dila Bracha Vatzlacha, Bechol Maase Yodov. We are continuing our series of Shi'uvim Rambam in Hilchos Malachim. We are on Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin, in the Rambam. We already discussed it at length. Now we're going to talk about a different Nekuda. The Rambam says, "Kshemamidim Hamelach Moshe Nosi B'Shem Hamishcha Shenemar V'Yikach Shmuel Pach Hashem V'Yitzok Al Rosh V'Yishakehu U'Me'ach Hashem Moshe Hamelach Rezi Zocher Lo Labanav L'Olam." So you anoint the king with the oil Shemen Hamishcha. And after your Moshech, the Shem, the Melech, your Zocha for him and his children forever, because the Malchus is Yerusha, this is the Man Yarech Yomim Amam Lachto, who banav the care of Yisrael, he niach ben Katan, if he has a minor son, Misham la Melucha, if you guard the Melucha for him, ad shi yagdil, until he gets older, like Yehoyod did to Yoash, v'chol ha-koydim, v'nachal ha-koydim, yusim Melucha, and anyone who proceeds in Nachal, an inheritance, also proceeds in inheriting the Melucha, and if you have a big son and a small son, the big son is first. Not only Malchus, all Sweros and all Minuyim is Yerusha, Rebno ben Beno ad Oilam, and that's provided, the Rambam says, she ben Memale Mokam Avosev b'chochma v'yira. He has to be Memale Mokam Avosev with Chochma and with Yira. If he was Memale b'yira, but not Memale b'chochma, so if he's only Mali B'Yira, but not in Chochma, he doesn't fulfill the requirements of the Chochma like his father had, we appoint him and then we teach him. And if he doesn't have Yira Shemayim, even though he's got lots of Chochma, he's not appointed for anything. Ad kan mitivrei Rambam. It's Sorech Iyun, and again, we have been learning through the Torah of Moireinu v'Rabbeinu, Hagoyin Agado, Amufla ve'Amuflog, Rabbi David Yitzchak Manzitzal. We have to understand, v'mashakosev ha-Rambam, v'hushia ben memalei mokom ha-voitzav, v'chochmo v'yira, provided that the son is memalei mokom ha-voitzav, v'chochmo v'yira. So you see that it's not enough to have yira alone. You also require Chochmah. And then afterwards, the Rambam says, Hayem emale b'yira, af al pisha'enu memale b'chochmah, mamidim osa. Oh boy. If he's memale b'yira, even though he's not memale b'chochmah, you do appoint him and you teach him, but you appoint him even without the Chochmah. So first the Rambam says that without Chochmah, segait nish, can be appointed. And then the Rambam says that without Chochmah, you can be appointed. Wow. Stir minayuvi. We also have to understand what the Rambam writes in Horos Klei Mikdosh, Perek Dalid Halocha Chof. Kishiyomus HaMelech, O Kohen Gadol, O Echad Mishar HaMemunim, Ma'amidim Tachtav Beno, O HaRoi Liyor Shoy. So the Rambam says that when the king dies, the Kohen Gadol, or somebody else is appointed, you appoint his son in his stead, or somebody who's fitting to inherit him, provided he's memale makomo b'chachma, or b'yira, even though he's not as great as his father in Chachma. Ad kan lashon Rambam sham. And that's not like the Rambam writes here, b'chachma v'yira. There the Rambam writes, b'chachma oy b'yira. One or the other. Here the Rambam says you need both. Maishna, in the Sefer Chikrei Leiv, in Simen Chof Aleph, Omad b'zeh b'divrei HaRambam. And he also asked, and so asked in the Sefer Maas El HaMelech, and Hilchos Klei Mikdash, that from what the Rambam says, Oy bechachma, o biyira, either he's memali makom avosav with wisdom, or with fear of heaven. So it's mashma that wisdom is enough, even though he doesn't have the same fear of heaven that his father had. And that is difficult to understand, because lahedya here in the Rambam, that somebody who doesn't have yiras shamayim, ain memanim also leminui min haminuyim biyisroel. So how is it shayich to be memanis somebody if he doesn't have the requisite yiras shamayim? The whole word is that he has to, the Rambam says, if he doesn't have yira, he's garnished. What good is a person without yira? The Rambam's lashon is kol mi she'ein bo yira shamayim af al pi shechachmaso im ruba ein memane moise leminu min haminuyim bi Yisrael. If he has lots of chachma but he lacks yira shamayim, so you don't appoint him to any appointments among the Jewish people. It's very difficult that the Rambam says in Klei Mikdash that without Yiras Shamayim you are appointing him. Now, Mokor Divrei HaRambam is in the Sugya in Ksubis and Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. There we have the Tzava of Rebbe, who said, Shimon b'ni Chacham, Gamliel b'ni Nasi. My son Shimon is a Chacham, and my son Gamliel is the Nasi. The Gemara asks, my Kamar, what's he saying? Hochi Kamar, af al pi Shimon b'ni Chacham, Gamliel b'ni Nasi. Although my son Shimon is a greater sage, my son Gamliel should be the Nasi. Amar Levi, Levi said, Tzricha lemeimar, need this be said? After all, Gamliel was the firstborn. Amar Rab Shimon bar Rebbe, Tzricha loch ulemetal ascha. It is necessary for you and for your limp. My kashile, Maras, what did Reb Shimon find so difficult that he, with Levi's question, that he scoffed at Levi? It's a pasuk, but the kingdom he gave to Yehoram, because he was the firstborn. This indicates that the firstborn is the one who inherits his father's appointment. So Levi legitimately asked why Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi had to leave specific instructions about this. So what's Rabbi Shimon Rabbi's problem with Levi? And Levi said, Tzricha lemeimar. Is it necessary to say this? Of course, Gamliel was the firstborn. Of course he gets the job. So it's a good question. So what's Shimon Rebbe's difficulty with Levi's question that he scoffed at him? The Gemara explains, Hahu Yehoram memalei makom avoisav hava. He filled the place of his fathers. He was their equal in his personal attributes and leadership capabilities. But Rabbi Gamliel einoi memalei mokom avoisav hava. Rabbi Gamliel did not fill the place of his fathers, and therefore Rebbe had to specifically command that he nevertheless be appointed Nasi. So by Yehoram it's no chiddush that we have a pasuk for, it is a chiddush of Rabbi Gamliel because he's not mamali makom avoisav. V'Rebbe, my time of Ovid Hachi, why did he choose his son to be a successor if he's unfit for the position? And so the Gemara, Nehi de'eno memale mokom avoisav v'chochma, granted that he didn't fill the place of his fathers with regard to wisdom, but b'yiras chet memale mokom avoisav hava. He did fill the place of his fathers with regard to fear of sin, and was therefore fit to be appointed as the Nasi. Ad kan sugyas hagemoret. So you see, there's this inyan of being memale mokom avoisav, and the yiras chet suffices as in the case of Rabbi Gamliel. In the chikrei leiv, in Siman Tes Zayin, he asked from the sugya of the Gemara in Menachos, and Daf Kuftes Omud Beis, Gabei Shimon HaTzadik, She'omar B'Sha'as Ptirosoi, Chonyoi B'ni Yishamish Tachtai. Chonyo, my son, will serve in my stead. However, as happens, Miskane bo shimei echov, she'agadim imenu shtei shanim u'mechtze. Shimi, Chonyo's brother, became jealous of him because he was 2.5 years older than Chonyo. So Shimi said to Chonyo, Amar loy, Boy ve'alamdecho seder avoda. Come and I will teach you the order of the avoda. Hilbishoi be'unkeli v'chogroi be'tziltzul. Shimi dressed Chonyo in a tunic and girded him with a ribbon, a belt. In other words, not in the big day kohen gadol. And midoy etzel hamizbeach, he stood him up next to the mizbeach, and Shimi said to his fellow kohanim, "Ru'u ma neder zev kiyem la'uvasei." Look at what this man vowed and fulfilled for his beloved, that he said to her, "Oiso yom sheshtamish bikuhuna gedoyla elbash." On the day that you serve in the high priesthood, I will wear your tunic and gird your ribbon. The fellow priests of Chonyoi wanted to kill him because he disgraced the Avodas Beis HaMikdash with these garments he's wearing for his beloved. He ran away from them and they pursued him. Holach l'Alexandria shel Mitzrayim uvanasham mizbeach v'hele alav l'shum avodas kolchovim. He went to Alexandria in Egypt, built an altar and sacrificed offerings upon it for the sake of idol worship. When the Chachamim heard about this, they said, "If this person Shimi, mazesh lo yorad lo, kacha yored alachas kam v'kam divrei meir." If Shimi, who didn't enter the position of high priest, acted with such jealousy, or the more somebody who enters a prestigious position will rebel if that position is taken away from him. So this is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, he built this temple for idol worship. Omar loy Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said back to him, "Lo kachoyem maise." You got it wrong. That's not what happened. Rather, Chonyo didn't accept the position of high priest because his brother Shimi was 2.5 years old. And even so, even though Chonyo himself offered the position to Shimi, Chonyo was jealous of his brother Shimi. So Chonyo said to Shimi, So Chonyo dressed Shimi in a tunic, girded him with a ribbon, stood him next to the Mizbech, and he said to his fellow Kohanim, look at this man, look what Shimi vowed and fulfilled for his beloved. He said to her, on the day that I serve in the Kohen Gadol, I'll wear your tunic and gird your ribbon. Fellow priests wanted to kill Shimi. Shimi told them the entire incident that he was tricked by Chonyo. So now they wanted to kill Chonyo. So Chonyo ran away. They run after him. Chonyo runs to the palace of the king. They run after him. Anybody would say, and would say, this is him, this is him. And he was not able to escape unnoticed. So he goes to Alexandria in Egypt, builds an altar there, sacrifices offerings for the sake of heaven. As it's stated in Isaiah chapter 19, verse 19, on that day there shall be an altar to Hashem. On that day there will be an altar to Hashem in the middle of the land of Egypt and a pillar at its border to Hashem. According to Yehuda, the temple of Chonyo was dedicated to the worship of Hashem. Shalom Ucham Dabar Zeh, Amru Uma Zeh Shabaruch Menor Kach, and Bakish Lera Lachas Kam Vakama. If this one, Chonyo, fled for the position of Kohen Gadol and offered to his brother, was still overcome with such jealousy to one where he tried to have Shimi killed, all the more so will be one who wants to enter a prestigious position be jealous of somebody who already has that position. That is the sugya of the Gemara. And the shaila is, since Shimi was Memale Mokom Avosav, because if he wasn't, how were they Memanehim after Chonyo left? So he was obviously Mokom Memale Avosav. Because we see that Chonyo doesn't accept it because Shimi's 2.5 years older. And Shimi was appointed Kohen Gadol. And then Chonyo became jealous and then he made this trick. So what do we see? We see that Shimi is older than Chonyo and they still gave it to Chonyo. And Chonyo was Mevater for Shimi and then he got jealous and he did his shtick. But the point is that Shimi's older and yet he was a Mali Makam Avoisev because they gave him the job. And yet, how did Shimon HaTzadik not give the kahuna to Shimi? Just like Rebbe gave the nesius to Rabban Gamliel. Rebbe gave the nesius to Rabban Gamliel because he was older. So why didn't Shimon HaTzadik give the kahuna gedola to his older son? The Rambam, in the Perush HaMishnayis, in Menachos, there writes that Chonyo knew the Avoda better. But that doesn't answer our question, because even here we're talking about the Nesius, where the person is Rosh HaSanhedrin, which is primarily a job that requires Chachma. We see that Rabban Gamliel was appointed before Rabbi Shimon. Rabban Gamliel was appointed before Rabbi Shimon. even though in Chachma Rabbi Shimon was greater. So Mishnah over here, that the older brother wasn't given the job by the Kohen Gadol, by Chonyo. Shimi wasn't given the job originally by his father. And Mishnah by Rabbi Gamliel and Reb Shimon, the Rabbi Gamliel was given the job because he was older. So by the Kohen Gadol we see that even though he was older, he wasn't given the job. Shimi wasn't given the job. And Rabbi Gamliel was given the job even though he wasn't the Chacham like his brother. So why did Chonyo precede Shimi? So we have our work cut out for us, and we have more caches, a lot more to discuss. So please stay tuned, and we will see more in the flows of Torah Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.